Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hey guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today, I'm going to be talking to you all about embracing today. So as many of you guys know, this has been just a challenging season for me with going to ministry school second year and running our business and ministry. On top of that, you know, having a baby, it's been a lot. But this year in particular, God's really been just ingraining in me this principle of embracing today, right? Embracing the day. And I love it because I feel like last year, like, you know, God gave me the grace to do everything that I needed to do, but I believe that I could have done a better job in embracing those days, you know, instead of being so into my head, like, okay, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and just like, you know, checking mark the task and missing out in the heart of God in certain moments, you know, enjoying the moments that I have with my husband, my baby, or even serving in ministry school, you know, because I was so into getting things done, I didn't fully embrace the moment and I did not give myself to Thanksgiving. And, you know, I've talked about this many times in, you know, the recent videos and podcasts, but Thanksgiving is so important because we truly cannot embrace today without being thankful. You know, and everything ties back to God's word because God says so many times, I feel like in almost every chapter, there is a mention of giving thanks, right? Paul reminds us God's will for us is to give thanks in all circumstances. And so today I really want to talk about just the importance of doing these principles, you know, of giving thanks, of taking joy, like what James says, take joy in trials and tribulations. You know, like we want to be able to embrace today. And that's such an important thing because God created us to live a life to the fullest. And in order to do that, we need to embrace these moments. And this doesn't mean that life has to be perfect for you to embrace today. But even in the midst of hardships, we can embrace the day, right? When we continue to fix our eyes on Jesus and give thanks. And I want to just talk to you today, you know, just on, you know, the principles and shedding light and how important it is, you know, to embrace today and how can we posture ourselves to embrace today. So I want to start off with sharing Psalm 90:12. It says, "So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And when I've read this verse many times, I always thought of it more so as in using your time wisely, right? When you realize that your days are few, you're going to gain a heart of wisdom. You're going to use your time wisely, you know, but recently God's been giving me just a different revelation in regards to this verse in my life. And it's really been not living in a hurry, not living in worry, not living anxiously, not living in anger, right? Because when we realize how few of our days are, we realize that we want to enjoy the most of it, right? We don't want to live, you know, all our days, you know, anxious and angry. If we knew that tomorrow would be our last day, I am sure we would use this day to be happy, to be thankful, to be at joy, to be at peace, right? And what's the difference between someone knowing that tomorrow is their last day and someone that doesn't know? The difference is the person that knows tomorrow is their last day is very intentional to embrace the day. And so when I talk about embracing today, it's gonna take you being intentional, right? Like I have to be intentional. I have to check my heart. I have to watch what my reactions are and examine, self-examine myself. And it's so important that we take time to allow the Holy Spirit to self-examine ourselves, to speak to us. That's why I love Psalm 139. So in Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24, it says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." So this is so important to invite the Holy Spirit to inspect us, to search our hearts and to show us if there's anything offensive, if there's anything anxious, and then to ask Him to lead us to the right way. Because God is truth, right? We can have so many opinions, people can give their opinions, but the only truth that you should believe is God's truth. Because it's more than opinion, it's truth, right? God's way is the only thing that's gonna lead us to joy and peace, which will allow us to embrace our days. I love Psalm 16:11. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Such a good verse, right? Like, God, you make known to me the path of life. We have to realize that, guys. We have to make a choice. You know, like, I have to get to a place in my life where I realize that my own ways did not lead me to life. It lead me to death, to shame, to condemnation, to feeling hopeless, right? To feeling depressed. But God has made known to us the path of life. And when we find that path, He fills us with joy with His presence, right? So embracing today also requires us to acknowledge that He's right there, to acknowledge His presence. Because when we acknowledge His presence, number one, we don't have to fear because we know that God is our shepherd, right? We acknowledge Him. We know He's sovereign. We know He's in control. We know that He's for our good. So when we embrace today, it's also going to require us to embrace Him, to look at Him. And you know, recently, you know, this past month, I would say it's been amazing. You know, it's been really busy. We've had so many conferences on top of what everything that we're doing, but it's been such a joy. And it's because I've been intentional to embrace the Lord, to give thanks, right? All these things leads me to embracing today. Many of you guys know that I've struggled a lot with anxiety in regards to my marriage. You know, even though Michael's amazing, you know, because of my past growing up, seeing just unfaithfulness in my parents' marriage and, you know, other things, it's caused me a lot of fear throughout my whole life. And, you know, recently I've just been intentional to give thanks, to think positive, right? And, you know, Philippians 4, Paul says, think praiseworthy thoughts, right? Think true, pure thoughts, noble thoughts. And so I've been practicing that. And again, that's allowing me to embrace today, to embrace my marriage, right? And the word embrace means that we take it in with joy, right? We can't do this apart from joy. And I want to take time to even talk about, you know, embracing even our hardships, because maybe you're going through a time right now where it's not easy, right? It's hard. But even in the midst of hardships, you can still embrace the day. You can embrace your hardships. So I want to take time to talk a little bit through that. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And then obviously when you continue reading Ecclesiastes 3, it lists all the different types, you know, all the different types of seasons that we will go through in life. You know, I'm not going to read all of it, but I'll read some of it. You know, in verse 2, it says, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. And, you know, there's so much more that you can continue reading Ecclesiastes 3. But, you know, all of that ties back to Ecclesiastes 3:1, what I read earlier. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And so what that verse is saying is that there is a purpose for every moment. And so when I remind myself that there's a purpose for every moment in my life, that gives me encouragement that even though I may be going through something hard, there's a reason for it. There's a purpose, right? There is a purpose under heaven. God has a reason why I'm going through this. And what's beautiful about it is as children of God, He promises to use everything that was meant for our harm for our good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, guys, that's the key, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And I love talking about the story of Joseph, because in Joseph, we see clearly he went through so much hardships and he did good things and he still experienced hardship, right? Like, you know, number one, he was sold into slavery and got sent into Egypt by his own brothers, and he was faithful, right? He even got promoted to work in Potiphar's house and to be the lead over everything he had, you know, but Potiphar's wife was attracted to Joseph, wanted to sleep with him. You know, praise God, Joseph, you know, fled from that and ran away from it. But she ended up getting his, you know, having access to his cloak, and he was falsely accused and got thrown back into prison. You know, like, you know, there's so many more hardships that Joseph went through. But that alone, you know, when I read the story of Joseph and to see how God redeemed it, right? That God sent him in Egypt so that He can raise him up as a leader, right? To have wisdom and insight to interpret Pharaoh's dream, to have wisdom to know that a famine was coming and then would eventually save his own family and the people there. Joseph knew that God had a purpose, right? God had a purpose. And I believe that's actually what sustained him throughout the whole time of him going through hardship, is he remembered that there's a purpose. He remembered that God is for his good, that God is with him. You know, and that's what we have to hold on to be like Joseph, to remember that God has a purpose for what I'm going through. And the purpose will be for our good if we continue to walk in His ways, if we continue to abide, right? Because the moment we give up on God, the moment we fall into sin is the moment that that hardship will end up hurting us, right? That's why Romans 8 says, for those who love him, when we love God by obeying his commandments, we are guaranteed, guys, to have a good life. We are guaranteed to experience his goodness. Yes, we will not go through, you know, it doesn't mean that we will not go through hardships, but we will experience his goodness. You know, we will all have a testimony as we continue to choose God's way, the path of life, as we choose to love him. You know, temptations will come at us. Decisions that are not of God will come. And the enemy will use that to tempt us away from the Lord. But in those times, let us remember to hold fast to God, right? To not lose sight. And when we talk about embracing today, that also means living in holiness, loving God, like living out his commandment to us, his greatest commandment, which is to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. All of these things connects. You know, so going back again, you know, when we're going through hardships, let us be like Joseph. I want to read this verse. So in Genesis 50:20, this is what Joseph says to his brothers. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Guys, again, there was purpose behind what Joseph was going through. And so I want to encourage you, you can still embrace your hard moments because you know there's a purpose for it. And I love it too because sometimes God also allows us to go through hardships to discipline us. In Hebrews 12, I would encourage you guys to read all of the chapter. We're not going to read it all today, but anything that I share to you guys, if something speaks to you, read the whole chapter and invite the Holy Spirit to give you even more insight and revelation in it. But anyways, I'm going to read verses 10 and 11 in Hebrews 12. It says, they disciplined us. You know, it's talking about our parents. You know, our parents or our father disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Guys, like God will allow us to go through hardships to discipline us so that we will look more like him, right? So that we'll grow in patience, so that we'll grow in kindness, so that we will grow in thankfulness. All these things so that we will grow abiding in him. That's literally what I've been learning in this season, guys, is resting in God, looking at him, abiding in him, giving thanks. It's been hard. It's not easy. But through this hardship, I know God is disciplining me. He's disciplining me to be more effective in my time, to give my time to the things that he wants me to give my time to, even though I have a lot of things going on. You know, like God is disciplining me. And so whatever you are going through, know that God is using it too for your good, for his glory, to help others, and to also make you look more like Jesus. Because we read in the Bible that it's his will that we look, right? That we live out the image of his son. You know, Romans 8:29 says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That's what God is destining us for, all of us, right? To look like his son. That's God's desire because we were originally made in the image of God. You know, but sin has warped us and has caused many of us to go astray, to not look like the Lord. But now that we're redeemed, now that we know Jesus, we get to look like him. And in looking like him, that's honestly the only way that we can embrace life, is to actually live it the way we were created to live it. Right? We can't embrace our lives if we're not living how we were created to be. And that's why there's so many people, celebrities, whatever you can name it, those that are far from God, they're constantly chasing after satisfaction and joy. But as children of God, we get to live with joy. Joy gets to be our identity, right? Peace gets to be our identity because that only comes from him. And so when we abide in him, right, when we become the branches and he is the vine, we get to take in everything that Jesus is, right? Peace, love, joy. We get to bear the fruit of the Spirit, like what Galatians 5 talks about. And you know, I love what Hebrews 12 says. It even says that we are true children of God, right? Legitimate children of God when we are disciplined by the Lord. And so when you're disciplined by God, know that like that you're loved, right? Know that you are loved. Like God wants you to experience the best of life. And he knows that you're gonna need to look like him, you know, and walk in holiness to experience the best of life. So I wanna end in Hebrews 12, 14 to 17. It says, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Wow, guys, like without holiness, no one will see the Lord. There are many of us right now tolerating sin, saying that God's grace is there, God's grace, understand that God's grace was to set us free from bondage so that we can actually see God rightly and experience Him. You know, and so when we talk about embracing today, we need to embrace Him, not embrace our sin, right? As we embrace grace, that should mean that our lives look like it's turning to God. That's actually what it really means to embrace grace. It means that we are turning away from sin and turning to God. So let us live with holiness, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. Guys, even that alone is so important, right? Esau, he was hungry, so he sold his birthright to his brother for momentary pleasure of food. So we have to make sure that even though there may be temptation and we can get easy access to pleasure, if that, whatever that we are seeking is sin, that may be temporarily making us feel good, but in the long run, it's gonna lead us to death. We're not gonna be able to embrace life because it's like we're eating in toxic that's killing us. And so don't be like Esau. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. Even though he sought the blessing with tears, he could not change what had been done. And so God is gracious and merciful, but let's not take advantage of it because we don't know when our last day will be. Because when we die, that's it, guys. We don't have another chance to live out our lives. We don't have another chance to say, Jesus, I believe in you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to just encourage you guys, as we talk about embracing today, ask and invite the Holy Spirit to show you if there's anything in your heart that is preventing you from embracing today. Because know that God wants you to experience life to the fullest. The Lord wants you to enjoy, right? I love what Ecclesiastes says too. It talks about us, you know, God gives the gift to enjoy our works, you know, and that's the gift of God. So God wants us to embrace the day. He wants us to enjoy and reap blessings, but it's going to take us embracing Him. So I want to pray for you guys. Lord, I thank you, God, so much for every single person listening to this. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would speak into their hearts and show them, God, if there is anything in their hearts that is preventing them from embracing the gift of today that you've given them, from, you know, embracing you, Lord. God, for those who are tolerating fear, I rebuke that right now. I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus, because you have given us, God, a mind of power. God, a sound mind and power and love, God. I pray, Lord, for those maybe who have been struggling with unforgiveness, Lord, that you would show them how you have extended a great amount of mercy upon their lives, that they can extend grace and forgiveness because you have freely given that to them, Lord. God, I just pray, Lord, that you would lighten their load, God. I pray for every single person listening that they would surrender every burden, God, every weight at your feet, so that they could embrace you and today and the people around them, Lord. Fill them, God, right now with your peace and your love. Touch every heart, God. For those who have been struggling with worry, I feel like some of you guys have been bounded by worry. Just feel like the Lord is saying, like, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Go to the Lord. Speak to Him. Ask Him to speak to you. Because God wants to comfort you, but you need to be willing to listen to Him and come in faith. So God, I pray, Lord, that you would comfort every single person who needs comfort, Lord. Speak to them. Help them to hear you, God, and to know that you are near. In Jesus' name, amen. So I pray that you have been blessed by this. And if you have, if you're listening on the podcast, please write a review, because this helps us to actually reach more people. And I love going through and just reading, you know, how these podcasts have been blessing you. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you scroll all the way down, you know, below the episodes, you will see there are stars and a place for you to write a review. And, you know, if you guys are on YouTube, you know, feel free to also write a comment and share how this has blessed you. And if you guys have any prayer requests, we want to be praying with you. Please email us at info@livingrevelations.com and let us know how we can be praying for you. And lastly, please also consider, if you've been blessed by our podcasts, by our blogs, by, you know, any of the resources that we've given, please consider donating. Right, any amount, even if it's $5, is a blessing to us, guys. It helps us to continue to share the word of God, to share resources like this, to help others find God real in everyday life. You know, we are wanting to do more things, you know, growing our Bible studies, creating resources and study guides. And so it all needs resources, right? All financial resources too. And so, you know, your giving is going to bless us tremendously. So you can give at livingrevelations.com/donations. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless you, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Gen Z is the least religious generation, followed by millennials. More than ever, does this generation need a revelation of Jesus? And those who are currently believers need to be equipped with the Word of God in their daily lives. Our mission at Living Revelations is to help others find God real in everyday life through blogs, podcasts, media, online Bible studies, and conferences. Every single day, we are impacting lives. We are committed to planting seeds in the hearts of the next generation. Just as planting a seed helps a plant grow, we are planting seeds worldwide to help people grow in the Lord. We want to help others stay rooted in Jesus so their lives would bear fruit for others to taste and see His goodness. Here are some of the seeds we've planted around the world.
Hi, my name is Taylor.
My name is Clara.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
My name is Iridia. Revelations has sown a seed in my life.
By just being a community.
By first bringing a community that's kind of just all over the world.
Getting to be surrounded by such a community with like people who have like such a fire for the Lord.
The Lord really put me into a place of faith and showing me what it really means to serve Him.
I have been so blessed to get so close to a couple of the girls that are in the community.
I grew up in the church, but I wasn't really living my life the way I am now for the Lord. I'm just so thankful that we're all able to pray together, worship together, read the Word together, study together.
Living Revelation has also helped me to zone into the calling that God has over my life.
I'm very much planted, and I feel God really just bringing me to different levels in my life. I hope that you can all also feel like the same kind of blessing and help through a Living Revelations or even through Gabby. So thank you so much.
We have seen the greatest transformation in the girls we disciple through our online Bible studies. Our online Bible study is a place where we dive deep into the Word, learn how to grow our relationship with God, and build community. We have had over 140 girls from over 9 countries be a part of our online Bible studies. Our podcasts have had over 16,000 downloads. Our social media posts are reaching 120,000 people weekly. Our blogs, too, have reached around 17,000 people, hitting almost every continent in the world. We are looking to raise $30,000 this coming year to produce study guides to help others study the Bible, to build a team to produce more media, and to expand our online Bible studies and conferences. Our goal is to transform lives to love Jesus. You can give and partner with us today at livingrevelations.com/donations.
I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.